My name is Frank Morales. I'm the associate priest here at St. Mark's. Our pastor, Julio Torres, and the vestry of St. Mark's welcomes you as well. They've been real supportive about keeping this space open so that we can do the Lord's work, and that's what we're doing. Because if we're not dealing with the situation regarding our neighbors and the way that our neighbors were victimized and murdered down at World Trade Center, then we're not concretely loving our neighbors, are we? We're not loving our neighbors if we cover up the circumstances in which they were murdered, are we? So that's why, you know, that's why I'm here, and that's why we've been sponsoring the 9/11 Info and Resource Series every Sunday night for the last year and a half. And what I've learned personally is that, you know, you can't get it all on one particular Sunday. There's not one film, there's not one book, there's not one piece of information, there's not one argument that's going to, like, seal it for you totally. That it's kind of, it takes some time, it takes some time to get over the trauma, it takes some time to get over the disbelief, to exercise critical thought, to read, analyze, and do the kind of investigation, you know, that now has become a people's investigation when the government decides that it doesn't want to investigate because it's going to be investigating its own people, so that we've had to take it upon ourselves. The so-called 9/11 truth movement is sweeping the nation. So I'm sure you've seen Time magazine. I'm sure you've read the various publications that now are beginning to take seriously, even though, you know, they're still kind of talking out of both sides of their mouths, but they've moved beyond calling us a bunch of loonies and conspiracy nuts. As intellectuals and academics and everyday people are now starting to ask serious questions about what happened in 9/11, about what happened in Pennsylvania, about what happened at the Pentagon. You know, and you don't have to be a person. I mean, I personally believe that this government is up to its neck in complicity and making it happen. You know, there's a distinction whether they let it happen or they made it happen. It's like, to me, forget it. I mean, these people are involved. I don't pretend to have all the solutions, but I'll be damned if we're not going to get to the bottom of this thing. In the name of the dead, we're going to get the truth. So don't let nobody turn you around. We got a weekend full of activities, and we're going to culminate on Monday morning at Ground Zero with a respectful, peaceful, we will not be disrupted by those people who would try to paint us as somehow, you know, disrespectful of the families and so on and so forth. I administered last rites down there. I knew people who were in that building. So, you know, it's like, I don't want to know about that, but that motivates me more to find out how this thing went down. Not less. You know, I want to know what happened there. So we got a full weekend. There are schedules here. There's all kind of information here that you should pick up. Now, we're going to get started quickly because we have a full program here. We've got kind of three warm-up, although they're heavy in their own right, but they're, you know, we're going to bring some three people up. They're going to talk about some issues that concern them in terms of 9/11 and the war and so on. Then we got Ralph Shulman. I don't know if you people are familiar with Ralph Shulman. But he's one of those people that, you know, when we get to the point where we make up our own cabinet and we start reforming our own government, because 9/11, the truth of 9/11 is going to put the lie to this entire system. You hear what I'm saying? And we start putting those people in places that, you know, who are like going to be councils, you know, the kind of people that can steer into a future of liberation, a future of freedom and justice and harmony and cooperation and everything that, like, human beings like all of us really want, you know, like real life instead of like false life, pseudo life, life is survival. We want to live. We want real life, right? We want real love. We don't want some kind of pseudo thing. From where I'm coming, we want heaven on earth. We want it now. Right? So in any case, enough of my preaching. You'll hear enough of me over the course of the weekend. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you, you know, during the course of the weekend. I'm going to bring up a man right now who's 24/7, and I mean 24/7. This guy, you know, a warrior in the struggle for truth on 9/11. One of our main pillars of strength here. We got a bunch of pillars in this room right now, and he's one of them, Les Jamison. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. It's totally gratifying. Totally gratifying to hear that warm applause, that warm welcome, feel the love and solidarity in this cause for the most essential cause that there could be, the most central foundational cause, which is to get to the bottom of what happened on the attacks of 9/11 and get back to truth, get back to having a law-abiding government, and get back to a normal life. Would anybody imagine what that would be like to have a normal life again? All right. Exactly. And this is the weekend, folks, we're calling the 9/11 Truth Breakthrough Weekend. We've been at this 5 years, and after these 5 years, we have made incredible accomplishments and incredible gains. You know, for so long we were under the radar, and now in the last 4, 5, 6 months, every week, sometimes every day, the news is 9/11 Truth. Look at that movement. Yes. Look at that movement. And so this weekend, we're making this the pivotal weekend that's going to launch us into the fall, into the election season, where we will not be denied, okay? And folks, you can be part of this, okay? You will see this weekend that this is a movement that is the most vibrant, most vital movement because it is all-encompassing. And you're going to hear speakers like Ralph Shulman, like Jim Mars, like Wayne Mattson, like William Pepper say that the hope of our future, for our future, is the 9/11 truth issue.